This is the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. Ever wish you could re-listen to your favorite interview or segment? Do you enjoy hearing older shows for the first time in years? Then the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less is just what you need. Thanks for listening and enjoy the show.
That's right. Thanks, everyone, for joining. I'm John Solberg. I am your host for the best moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 minutes or less. And I'm always excited to tell you that this show is brought to you by The Butcher Shop. Purveyors of highly sought after 100% Australian non-crossbred Vivara 9 Plus briskets. And they are always handpicked just for you. The Butcher Shop has been retailing the finest meats for more than 15 years. Every week, they're shipping out competition quality meats to many of the biggest teams in the competition scene across the nation. Simply put, teams that use the Butcher Shop win, and they win often. Even if you're not a competitor, you deserve the finer cuts. The Butcher Shop is shipping some of the finest prime, dry age, Australian Wagyu, and Japanese Wagyu steaks to people just like you and me who aspire to be the kings and queens of the backyard. The Butcher Shop always has life-changing Berkshire. They have Compart Duroc, they have Legion's Duroc, and they always have Prairie Fresh all-natural pork in stock. And again, all that's going to be handpicked just for you. Let's review all this. The best competition briskets, they got them. The best pork selection, they got it. Giving you an overall better option to cook at home, they got that too. So you need to give The Butcher Shop a call today. 850-458-8782. That's 850-458-8782. 458-8782. You mention the Barbecue Central Show, you're getting 10% off your entire order each and every time you call. You can also go check them out on Facebook, facebook.com/TheButcherShop. Shop is spelled S-H-O-P-P-E. The Butcher Shop is home of the 100% Australian non-crossbred Vivara 9 Plus briskets. And today we're going to take a jump back to 2008. And Greg has his very first in-studio guest, the Air Boss.
Here's how the show is going to lay out tonight. First, we have a special guest in studio, the very first guest in the Barbecue Central studio here in Cleveland, Ohio. And this is the Air Boss, a.k.a. my dad, Bill Rempe. Bill, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Greg. Great to be here at the Tower of Power.
Here's what we're looking at tonight. Segment one, wide open. We will talk at random about various items in the barbecue world and the grilling world, pontificate, appreciate, and reciprocate. Segment two, again, wide open. And then segment three, the ever-popular, widely growing in popularity, fastest-running, longest-running game show on the internet, Know Your Cue. So here's some big news. I don't know if I've told you this. But the Barbecue Central radio show on BBS Talk Radio now has legs here locally in Cleveland. And we're probably a few, maybe a short days, potentially 1 week away from putting the Barbecue Central show on actual terrestrial radio on a local AM station here in Cleveland. That would be AM 1330 WELW. And we're looking at a potential slot date of, or potential start date of the 24th of this month. And that would take place on a Saturday at 3 p.m. So in correspondence to barbecue, that would really be like drive time, 3 p.m. on Saturday. People are grilling. You can use the microphone.
Oh.
Yeah. And then, so we're really looking forward to that. Again, kind of a smallish station. Did I tell you anything about that?
Yeah, well, you did. You know, we've been talking about having you make the break and get a break. I think the AM is the best way to go. It'll be our next stop on the way to FM and ultimately satellite radio as you continue your march to shortwave 2 meter microwave dominance.
That's right. Again, the time slot is looking to be on a Saturday at 3 p.m. So I think that's good in the fact that there were two time slots that we talked about. One was Sunday at 5. And then there was Saturday at 3. And my thought was Saturday at 3 would be best because potentially people have maybe grilled or barbecued the night before so they can call in and give their war stories from the night before. But more importantly, people will be looking to cook Saturday evening. If they're barbecuing large cuts of meat, they'll be calling in looking for tips. We can trade techniques. And then we can get people set up for the Saturday cook, whether they're grilling or they'll be barbecuing into Sunday. So at least in my estimation, that was probably the best time slot to have.
Yeah, maybe they'll have some air conditioning in that studio. God, it's hot in here. All this equipment.
Well, we've spent all the money on equipment and no money on temperature control.
Let's go to Target tomorrow and get a fan.
That's right. Last week, I was talking about barbecue competitions. Were you listening to the show?
Yeah, absolutely. I never miss.
And it was just kind of a quick jab as we were heading into a commercial break. But there seems to have been quite a insurgence. Well, not insurgence at all, actually. But there seems to have been quite a gain in popularity as far as competition barbecue is concerned. Especially over the last 5 to 7 years, it's really seemed to grow in popularity. And people get into barbecue in their backyard. People, neighbors, family members come over and eat everybody's, you know, eat this person's barbecue and tell them how great it is.
Mm-hmm.
Now, of course, they're just filling the cook's head with how great it is because they want to continue to come over to somebody's house and eat free barbecue.
Yeah.
Tell them how great it is. And I'm certainly one that has been told that as well, but I am hip to the game, well beyond my years, so I know what's happening. My stuff is actually really good. People just aren't telling me that.
No, I can vouch for that. It's really good.
That's right. But people think that their stuff is good because they've been filled with potential biased opinions. So the next thing that they want to do is go out and compete and see how good their stuff really is. Hmm. Well, unfortunately, perhaps their end products are going to be inferior. They have no idea what competition barbecue is like, what it entails. And really what it entails quite a bit of is cost. You have entry fees that you're going to have. What are we doing over here, folks?
Oh, geez, the press is here. They hear I'm in town. They want to take pictures.
Just shut your microphone off. You're laughing all over the air.
I'm sorry.
So, again, the issue that I'm more or less trying to expose with the potential problem in competition barbecue is you're going to have to pay an entry fee, which on a general sense is going to be $250. So you have to pay that amount before you can even get your foot in the door. Then you have to buy your respective meats. And in Kansas City Barbecue Society sanctioned events, in Florida Barbecue Association sanctioned events, and a number of other regional barbecue associations that would adopt an FBA rule set or a KCBS rule set, you have to cook 4 categories, that being pork butt or pork shoulder, chicken, ribs, and brisket.
Go listen to the rest of the show. This is a fantastic interaction between Bill and Greg Rempe. Bill, the air boss. It's a great show. The show really has evolved a lot, but even going back to these early days of shows, they're just so enjoyable. Go to the show notes for today's show. Click in the link. Go check this show out. It's a phenomenal show. It's very enjoyable. I enjoyed it. You're going to enjoy it. I guarantee. And thank you so much for listening. And until next time on the Best Moments of the Barbecue Central Show in 10 Minutes or Less. I'm your host, John Solberg. I look forward to talking to you again soon.